Okay, so up to Mishnah Gimel, yeah? All right, so see the Mishnah inside. So the Mishnah says, Antignus Ishsoichai, Kibel Mishim Natsadik. So Antignus Ishsoichai was Makabel from Shim Natsadik, who was the remnant of Anshiknes Agdoila. And who are Omer? He used to say, Al Tiyu Kavadim Amasham Shim Sarav Amanasak Al Pras, right? So famous Mishnah. Person, don't be like servants that serve the master in order to receive reward. Rather, you should be like servants that serve the master not to get reward. And the fear of heaven should be upon you. Okay? So, I guess the pasha says that those two statements are connected. If you serve Hashem not to get reward, so the only reason why you're doing it is out of your Shemaim. So, those are the two statements. Let's see what he says. By Gimel, yeah? So again, the language was, Al tiyu kavadim amasham shem esarav. Don't be like servants that serve the master, amanasa kavapras, right? So it says like this, es harav, what does the word es mean? So es, one of the translations of the word es can mean with. So es harav means im harav, with the master. In other words, kihu oisa hakol. It's really Rabbanu Shalom doing mitzvahs through us. That's the site. That's the site of this mission. That's Rabbanu Shalom doing mitzvahs through you. You're being Meshamesh, not the master. You're being Meshamesh Esarav with the master. You're being Mekayim mitzvahs with the Rabbanu Shalom. Antignus Limeid, and Antignus, what he's hinting to is that there's two different Girsais in the mission. The mission of the Girsa that we have is, again, he says, don't be like a servant that serves the master in order to get reward, rather what? Be like a servant that serves the master. Shaloyam nasakabras, not to get reward. There was another girsa, which some Rishonim quote, which is, don't be like a servant that serves the master to get reward, rather be like a servant that serves the master on condition not to get reward. Not just not on condition to get reward, on condition not to get reward. Almenas shaloy lakabapras. So he says like this, Antignus limeid almenas shaloy lakabal. That's what Antignus taught. That was the original version. That was the original limud. That he's saying that a person should keep Torah mitzvahs with on condition not to get reward. Why? Because again, if you're the idea being is that you're being mashamish esarav. You're doing mitzvahs with the Rabbanu Shalom. This is a mice of the. This is the Rabbanu Shalom's mitzvah. It's not you. It's the Rabbanu Shalom. So two things. First of all, mele you don't deserve reward. But deeper than that, thus is the reward. That's the dveikus. That itself is the greatest chayr at all. How could a person want more than doing a mitzvah and than being a chariot for Elikos and being the Rabbanu Shalom's extension? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. So, and that's what Antignus taught. Not just not to think about the reward. I don't want reward because that'll take away from my iskashrus to the mitzvah, which is the tachlis.
Would be giving yourself a reward.
Huh?
It's like giving yourself a treat after you did something good.
Right. It's like the whole inyan is the dveikus, is the iskashus to the elikus, which is the mitzvah itself. Now he says, ukushiyotzwa deis laminos, right? Everyone knows that. Antignus had two talmidim, but it's a tzaddik and baisus, right? And they heard this Torah and they said, oh, it means there's no reward. It means all there is this world. There's no next world. So they went off the derech. So once that happened, so bo chacham achrov. So then the later Chachamim changed the gears a little bit, Vishanu, and they learned not that you should serve Hashem on condition not to get reward. That's too much. But not on condition to get reward. Shaloi almanas lakabal pras. Ki ha-shoytim lo yevinu kavanas antignus, because the shoytim won't understand what antignus is talking about. But kavanas antignus, but what was his intention? The next page. Ki tzarch lova yadei tar v'avoy lo dveikus v'bital metzias. That through Torah and Avoid, the person has to come to Dveikus and Mamish Bittel B'Metzias. She be'enav ayin Mamish Bittel B'Arius Barach. Asher lo yikav l'shom dover. That you have no, nothing entertains, nothing can enter your mind in terms of one to anticipate. El Misyached and Mashchina, Baal de Matrinisa, that you're just completely Bittel and part of the Shechina Kedosha. Baal de Matrinisa, an extension, Mashpia v'loy Makabel. That you're the mashpi and not the makabal. Right? The whole moichin of what a receiving reward is that you're in the headspace of being a makabal. So am I getting reward? I'm not going to anticipate, I'm not thinking about reward, but that whole, you're still thinking of yourself as separate from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and that's a question of, am I focusing on the reward, or am I not going to focus on the reward? But Antigonus is saying deeper, don't be a makabel. You have to be part of the mashpia. So it's on the nashaloi makabel pras. It's on condition not to get reward. That's the answer, because there's no makabel. I'm not doing it as a tziva of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. All there is the Rabbanu Shel Olam keeping mitzvahs. That's all there is. Mashpi v'lo mekabel, v'nasa mamish tzinor mashpi, and you become a conduit for the mashpi. V'u ba'atzmei ayin mamish, who am I? I'm a vessel, I'm a tzin, I'm a pshutei kleyetz, you know, I'm just something that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is acting through me. He says, v'lo yusak ze'el l'bali avoyde b'rucha kodesh. Obviously, that's a very, very high madrega for bali avoyde b'rucha kodesh. So you see an amazing thing, right? This is, again, something that you find by the command. Ruach HaKadosh is not just like, you know, to know how to, you know, to know what's going to be or whatever. It's an avoida. Bali avoida b'Ruach HaKadosh. They serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but Ruach HaKadosh means Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh means this sense of being the mashpia, not the makabel. That's what it means. Not to know tricks and to read a mezuzah, whatever, to read a kvittel. That's not the point. The point is to serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that you know, there is such a thing. There is such a thing that... I don't know if a person can make this choice consciously, but there is such a thing that tzaddikim can decide how they're going to channel their Ruach HaKadosh. There's such a thing. There are some tzaddikim that I've heard this from them, that they said that their Ruach HaKadosh is channeled in their Torah, in their different advice, different ways. So there's a choice. There's a choice. If a person is Zaychat Madragas, whatever, so you have a choice. Are you going to channel the Ruach HaKadosh into being able to, you know, pick the winning numbers, right? Or are you going to channel it into your avoda? That your avoda is going to be Baruch HaKadosh. And that, what does it mean, avoda Baruch HaKadosh? It means that you're serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam b'b'chinas mashpia. From Hashem's perspective, as an extension of Him, not b'toras makabel. That's what it means. V'zeu al-menash shaloi l'kabel pras. So he says, ki yitzur b'dayta eze yeshas, because if you could imagine within yourself any, like a sense of self that you're receiving, it's just that you're saying, you know what, I'm not going to try to think about it. So lekabel shum dover, noiv madregas. Then you've lost. Then you've fallen for that madrega. So he says, "Avol roi ve'olam." For most people, shanu chacham depashtus shloy almenas. Right. So therefore, the for most people, the pashtus is just okay. Not to be focused on your reward, but about the reward is coming. Not to focus on it. Meaning avoid mi'ahava, mesimcha, betanug, marmasa gavada. Means to serve Hashem, do mitzvahs with ahavas Hashem and simcha and enjoy it. Marmasuk vubatz meitoy, and it's a gavada gezach. The lomit kavla schar gadol is that, what do you want anything more than that? So, but it's not the same. It's not with bittel and being a merkava for the shechina and the ruach hakodesh. It's not that thing. But that's already, you know. By the way, this is so. It always bought. Maybe we spoke about this one. Did we speak about this mission before? Of tzaddik and bais is going off the derech. Did we speak about it once? Can't remember. I'm getting blank stairs. Okay. Huh? Oh, you did? Yeah? Okay, fine. So I'll just say it quickly. It always bothered me. What does it mean? So Antignus Ishtoichai says a Mishnah like this, that you should serve Hashem, not, you know, on, let's say the way the command is, on condition not to get reward. So Tzaddik and Bais is here one Vart, and if they call for Derech, they say, oh, there's no Olam Haba, it must be there's no Olam Haba, and like, it's a Pella, these are Talmidim of Tanoim. So you hear one line, and you don't, it doesn't make any sense. So I think Pshat is, when a Tana said something, we've mentioned this before, when a Tana says something, especially when it's recorded in Chazal, it means it was Mamash Nevuah, it was a Koyach, there was a reality that entered into the world with that statement. So when a Tignes Ishtoichai says the statement that you should be like a Talmid, an Eved that's Meshamish, the Esarav, you know, you should have that Meichin of serving with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Al Menash Shaloi L'Kabel Pras, that brought into the world this metzias that all there is one universe. All there is one world. All there is but there's no olam haba, olam hazeh. It's an afkamino. And olam haba is where Hashem lives, and olam haba is where we live. The only need of antignes yisleicha is amenash shloi l'kavah pras, that you're an extension of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's all one space. But the problem is, if you don't have the kalim for that gilui, then what's going to happen? We know such a thing, right? When there's so much R, but you don't have a lot of kalim, what happens? So sure, second, there could be a butt, like the light bulb bus, right? So Tzaddik and Bais didn't have the kalim for that revelation. Now, they didn't immediately at the moment say, okay, you know, finished, no Olam Haba. But chaos was planted in their minds. Like there was a seed of, it was too high voltage, and they got their light bulb began to crack because of it. And as time went on, they went off. The root, where do you trace it back? So Chazal, in their wisdom, understood that they traced it back to this moment when Antigonus Yisraichel was Megala, this light, to them that they weren't holding by receiving it, so it created a chaos in them. It's called, what's the idea of Tzadikim Bayis? Is that there's no Olam Haba? That's a klipa version of this Torah, right? This Torah is all there is one world, right? Because what's the difference above? There's no reward. It's chayim, it's a mitzvah. But what's the immature klipa version of that? Well, there's no Olam Haba. All there is this world, right?
Why did
that
lead to them denying Torah
Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh, listen, in order to trust Torah Shebal Peh, you have to believe that Klal Yisrael and the Chachamim are the Mashpi, not the Makabel. You have to believe that when Rabbi Kiva says something, he's saying it as a conduit for the Rabbanu Shalom. If you don't believe in that, if a person doesn't believe in that, then of course, why in the world would you trust Torah Shebal Peh? So the only thing you can trust is Torah Shebichsav. Okay, that's, you know. But Torah Shebal Peh, to believe in Torah Shebal Peh means that you have to believe in that at least the tzaddikim are serving their Rebbeinu Shlom and learning Torah, Baruch HaKadosh, right? And they're doing with that moichin of Mashpiv and Makabel. So then it can be such a thing. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. So Al Tiyu Kavadim and so on. Rather, it should be, again, the original version, on the Nash Leila Kal Pras. And how does the Mishnah end off? V'yimur HaShemayim Aleichem, you should have your Shemayim. What does that mean? So he says like this, K'mashu Sheninu B'Toras Kahan. He says, it's as Gevaldi Gezach. When you get to this Madrega, then you and the Rabbanu Shalom are so close, that it's almost, there could be a chasarn in your Shemayim. Right? Because it's like you're so comfortable, right? So he says, V'yimur HaShemayim, K'mashu Sheninu B'Toras Kahanim. So it says in the Medrash, in Taraskan, it says, Vesalachti b'saychichem, right? So it says in Pasuk, by the brachas, by Parash b'chukaisai, that Hashem says, one of the brachas is, you keep Torah, b'chukaisai t'leichem, and so on, right? So, Vesalachti b'saychichem, I will walk with you. What does it mean? Amongst you. I will be amongst you. So it says in the Medrash, Atay limachem b'gan Eden. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, one of the reward, if you keep Torah mitzvahs properly, then I will walk with you. We'll take walks in Gan Eden together. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Oymer, and the Medrash continues, and Hashem says, Bonai, Harayna Ki Yaitz V'chem, and Hashem will say, we're mamish, like we're walking together hand in hand, not, you know, like the famous, is it Uncle Moshe's song, right? Don't in front of me, right? Right? I think Shlomo Karach, right? All right, so he says, so the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'll walk with you. Harina ki yaitzevichem. Harina ki maizchem. I'm just like you. Says the Medrash, Yochel lo yehei mori aleichem. So maybe there won't be any Yerushalayim. Right? So because like it's Mamash. Tamaloy mer v'yisu lechem elikim. That's what the Pasuk says. V'salachti v'saychichem. I will walk amongst you. V'yisu lechem elikim. And I'll be a God to you. In other words, there's still going to be Yerushalayim. Zel mai martana. Shetil kol kach madrega hagdoilo. We'll be in such a madrega with Vekas. Achel lo yishar. All that's left is the fact that there has to be Yerushalayim. You have to have Yerushalayim, but it'll be because of this bracha of Yisrael Lechem Lelekim. Because otherwise, you would have graduated to a madrega of such tzedekas and such pitul anayin that it's like it's shechinim like the Resbech Greiner. There's nothing. So to that, so the Mishnah ends off. No, even with that being said, there'll still be Yerushalayim Melech. That's what you know. It says, Kadoshim to you, right? You should be holy. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, because I am holy. So Rashi teaches, Kadoshim to you, you should be holy. Yochel Kamaini, maybe you should be as holy as me. So he says, no, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, Kadushasi Lamam, Kadushaschem, my holiness is greater than your holiness. So the Svarim, that's how the Svarim teaches, that Kadoshim to you, you should taka become very holy, like this Madrega of, but to whatever madrega of elikus that you'll become merkava for, kedushasi l'mal mekedushaschem, the Rebbeinu Shem will always reveal a level of elikus that's above that in order to create the Yerushalayim. So in other words, the oimek of what he's saying is, like you're mamish going hand in hand with the Rebbeinu Shem. So it's like, so that means that I'm very comfortable. So I don't have myra. No, no, no. But you'll still have Myra. Well, that means I'm not walking hand in hand. So how do you put the two together? The answer is, again, there's only one, like Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, but there's different madrigas of Hashem's, of how Hashem reveals himself in his presence. The madrig, when a person reaches a state of absolute dveikus, then that level of elokus you're comfortable with. But in order to maintain your Yerushalayim, the Rabbanu Shalom will then reveal, at least from a distance, a higher madrig of himself to make sure that you maintain some level of Yerushalayim. So that's what it means. So Kedoshim Tiyu Kikadosh Ani. Right, that's the irony. The simple Pshat Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu means you should be holy because I'm holy. In other words, we should be together, like the same page. But says Rashi, no, that's not how the Pasuk reads. Maybe you'll be like me. No. Kikadosh Ani, Kedosh Asi L'mam V'Kedosh Aschem. That's not Pshat Shel Mikra. It doesn't seem like Pshat Shel Mikra. The answer is they're both true. You should be as holy as me. But at the same time, as you're as holy as me, you know, there's this madrig of elikus that you're connected to. At the same time, there's going to be a madrig of elikus that then reveals itself to you that's going to make sure that you chap who you're holding hands with. So that's it's true with all people, tzaddikim and so on. Like, there's a madrig of comfort, but you also have to know again who you're holding hands with and the person that you're connected to. There's madrigas that the person's not revealing. That should result in Mar Shemayim, like the Gemara says, you know, Mar Rabach Kamar Shemayim, like that. The same dynamic with Hashem is this again. The Derech Mashal is a similar dynamic with people, right? So we think we know somebody. You do know somebody, but there's parts of that person that you don't know. So that person, that part of the person that you don't know, should influence you in terms of your Mayra and your sense of respect, even to the part of the person that you do know. And so that's the Taich of the Mishnah. Okay. Ich bin sicher, dass du dich wegen Stand da.